Speaking of having a crack, the Saints want to have a crack in 2019, and we have been very fortunate to get the services of David Armitage on the line to talk about their build-up for the big 2019 season. He's on with us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Armo.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We're going very well, thank you, mate. How are you as we find you on February 15? Are you ready for games to start? Have you had a gut full of pre-season yet?
Yeah, absolutely. I always have a gut full of pre-season. my 13th one, so they don't get any easier. But yeah, this time of year, sort of January, February, the running is still there, and you know you can't get any fitter, so you're just waiting for games to start. And we've been doing some match sim, and we've got an intra club next Saturday, so it'll be a good hit out for us.
You say they don't get any easier, the pre-seasons after 13. How different are they now to what they were when you first started?
They are a little bit different in regards to just managing loads, people's loads. So,
yep.
Certain K's throughout the week, I think you might have done, I don't know what it used to be. You used to do some big ones, this time around, it's sort of, you know, you might do anywhere from 40 to 60 K's a week, and it's just managed from different people. So, all the science behind it has gone to another level.
We hear it year in, year out from football clubs when they have a bad season the year previous, that this season, the 2019, is going to be better. Why should the St Kilda fans be excited that 2019 and beyond is going to be better for the Saints?
I suppose the people that we've got in, we've always obviously had some talent there, but for whatever reason last year, it just didn't go to plan. The new coaches as well that we've got in, Rats and Lady, have been really good in just sort of steadying the ship a little bit, game plan wise, and the talent that we've got in with some real the guys that have impressed me, being Matty Parker and Robbie Young, just speed up forward, lots of pressure and tough, which is great. So, and the guys that Hunter Clark, Jad Gresham going through the midfield. Certainly bolsters our socks through there. So it's very exciting. Big Maxie King, when he's on the park, he's going to be a freak. So there's a lot of hard work and talent to match that's going to the club, and we're really excited.
It's the obvious question about Dan Hannabury, who was named in the leadership group yesterday, just as to the impact he's already had on the club. What have you seen as someone who is certainly a senior player yourself?
Yeah, well, obviously, Miss Hannah's, haven't I? She's not going to be happy with that. Hannah's, just brings another energy to the club, just the way he trains on and off the field. And just the way he speaks up is a ball of energy. People listen to him when he speaks, and obviously being at a really successful club in Sydney, and knows the ropes, knows what success looks like. So, everyone's been following him, jumping on the back of him, and he's been a star for us so far.
Do you think you'll have more of an impact on the field or off the field with St Kilda trying to push back up towards the sort of top eight?
Well, certainly off the field in recent times we haven't been able to play, but I think on the field is probably why we've got him in, to be honest. That's what happened last year. We'd play one patch of 5 or 10 minutes of... we'd lose momentum and would have to wait for the quarter time break to find out what went wrong.
Yep.
So just that on-field leadership and being able to act in the moment rather than waiting for the quarter time or waiting for someone to realise what's going on in regards to Gears or Seb. So just another aspect of on-field leadership will be huge for us.
Dave, I can imagine the end of season coaching chat when you hit 30 is never as exciting or look forward to when you're a bit younger. How did that go, and what have they sort of got for you this season?
Yeah, no, it actually went pretty well. they didn't say, you're 30 now, you're done. See you later.
It's a good result.
I'm basically on the same page in regards to wherever they need me to play. I think I played the last 6 games at half back and a bit of composure with ball use and that kind of thing that the players have done in the past going from the midfield. So it'll probably similar role, whether they need me in the midfield, back or forward. But like I said before, we've got all these guys coming through into the midfield with Hunter Clark, and these guys that will go to another level and make us improve. So, you know, I'm happy to just sit back and get on the end of it and kick a few, or if they need me down back, so wherever, really.
Mate, we heard your president speak about how bad it was down in Seaford, and you lived right through that. How significant has the move back to Moorabbin been for you personally, but also the group as a whole?
Yeah, really good. Most of us only live about five minutes away now, which is good. But yes, I mean, Seaford gave us something that Moorabbin didn't have in the start, and that was, you know, really good facilities. So we appreciate that. But yeah, it was time to, you know, if you want to get up towards, you know, the Richmonds and that membership-wise, you move back to your heartland. And yeah, Moorabbin's certainly been great, social club aspect of it. When we play interstate, they get huge crowds there. So it's been really good, and all the boys love it.
It makes sense is what it does. Just makes sense. Tell us, in the build-up to the draft last year, there was a hell of a lot of discussion and hype around the world's biggest twins, the King boys. Tell us about Max and what you've seen from him, who you paid a fair price for in terms of draft picks. What's he been like, and what are you expecting from him?
Oh, he's already so professional already. His work rate, he's been in the gym a fair bit, building up his strength in that knee that he did. Also upper body, but his legs, he's got huge legs. And I compared him to like a baby dog. They're growing into their paws. So he's already got the big paws. He's just got to grow into his body. So, mate, he's going to be an exceptional player for us for a long time. He'll mark everything. Athletics-wise, he's just a freak. So we had Rui, and yeah, it's good to change over to Maxi.
mate, you spoke about Brett Ratton and Brendan Lade coming into the football club. How significant has their IP been to the group, and how you're going to play in 2019?
Yeah, they just bring, like I said before, they just sort of calm everything down. They at times last year, we didn't really have too much method to our madness, where we're a bit more, I suppose, we've simplified it. Things are a bit more calm and relaxed, and you know, you don't always have to go bore the gate as fast as you can. So that sort of brought that aspect in, and has been really good to every individual, really. They've been great, and game days where I think they'll play a really important role.
And is Richo, is he taking a bit of a back seat with that level of experience and assistance coming in? Is he an off-season sit-backer?
A little bit. In regards to when they're talking about ball use and that kind of thing, he's sort of taking a back seat, but obviously still has the overall say. But we'll see you game day.
Right, well, I'm sure the Saints fans are very keen to see you game day and see what you can do with your boys in 2019. We appreciate your time, mate. Good luck in the preseason games, and look forward to seeing you in round one.
No worries. Thank you, guys.